Catholic Spirit Radio presents the JMJ Moment with Monsignor Richard Sossaman, Vice Postulator of the Cause of Canonization of Fulton Sheen, and also serving three parishes in Peru, Illinois. May Jesus, Mary, and Joseph be in your heart as we meditate on God's words. And now, here's Monsignor Sossaman.
Welcome to this week's JMJ Moment. Jesus teaches us in today's Gospel, quote, "Fear no one. Nothing is concealed that will not be revealed, nor secret that will not be known. What I say to you in the darkness, speak in the light. What you hear whispered, proclaim on the housetops. And do not be afraid of those who kill the body but cannot kill the soul. Rather, be afraid of the one who can destroy both soul and body in Gehenna." Unquote. Gustavus Adolphus, a Renaissance king of Sweden, is known as one of the greatest rulers Scandinavia has ever had. The greatest was perhaps St. Olaf, the Eternal King of Norway, who brought the faith to the Vikings. Gustavus Adolphus was, though, very great. He was very proud of Swedish power, and during his reign he triumphed over armies of what today are known as the nations of Germany, Poland, Denmark, Finland, modern Sweden, and other areas. He ruled very powerful armies, but was a bit dismayed that his navy was not well respected as he hoped it would become. He knew of the heritage of the Vikings and wanted perhaps to bring back the glory. Because of this, he determined to build a new flagship for his navy, desiring to design the finest ship ever until that time, employing many innovations. This ship was known as the Vasa, or Vasa, after his family name. No expense was spared in its design or decoration. It was meant to represent the expansionist efforts of Sweden and his own glory. The finest woods and metals were employed, the latest armaments were mounted, the greatest of craftsmen were employed to put on the finishing touches. Sadly, the expense of expert advice was spared in the design of the ship, but not to save money. Instead, Gustavus Adolphus himself desired to design the ship according to the features he had judged to be the finest in the ships he had seen. There were probably doubts about the construction of the ship, but these were never taken too seriously as the day approached for the launch in 1628. On the day of the launch, the king was aboard, along with sailors and their families. The ship looked glorious, with beautiful sails and riggings designed not to be the most functional, but very beautiful, very imposing, with hand-carved wooden rails and all manner of sculpted figures, representing mythical figures, mermaids, sea monsters, and other subjects. The ship was launched with full ceremonials and fanfare, and was towed out into the sea. It was there that the sails of the Vasa took on their first wind, a very light breeze, according to witnesses, and the ship began to move its own. A few hundred yards out into the port, the ship rocked onto its side once as a result of the slight breeze, and then a second time. The second time, the gun ports began to take on water. The ship capsized and sank, having sailed a total of 1 nautical mile. It was later found out that the keel was very shallow, much too shallow to add any stability to a boat, which was so top-heavy. My brothers and sisters, many of us, through the goodness of God, and using the gifts and talents he showers upon us, are able to provide rather comfortable lives for ourselves and for our families. This is a good thing, as God has created the world for our enjoyment, for our own benefit, and there are very good and beautiful things in nature, and which man has been able to construct through his own ingenuity. Never forgetting those who are most in need, never forgetting our obligations to church and state, we are able to make comfortable lives for ourselves and our loved ones. Goals which many of us have include a home in a good neighborhood, a car perhaps decked out with the amenities, tuition for good schools, wireless internet, satellite TV, good food, and many other luxuries. Many of us living in our modern economies are able to manage some of these, whether eating out includes for us an expensive restaurant in Chicago or the Olive Garden once or twice a month, whether our clothes be from Yves Saint Laurent or good comfortable boots and jeans from Farm and Fleet or Rural King. Most of us live good lives, at least to others. Our friends and neighbors probably feel that we do pretty well. We must make sure that our external lives, the lives we present to our family and friends, are matched by interior lives, which also feature many fancy adornments. We can ask ourselves if we spend time in prayer. Do we read Holy Scriptures or some other spiritual book or website regularly? Do we attend Mass on Sundays and holy days? How long since we have been to confession to scrub our souls? Do we at least look at our lives daily or weekly, examine our consciences and practices to make sure that we are not becoming farther from God? If we don't look at ourselves once in a while, if we don't ask the right questions, we run the risk of spiritual peril. Jesus said we should not fear, that we should be unafraid to announce our faith from the housetops. Are we fearful of protecting the good gifts that God has given us, that we turn away from announcing our faith in Him from the housetops? Just like those who failed to ask questions about the luxurious ship Vasha because they didn't want to put a damper on the glorious launch day or perhaps challenge the king, we can fail ourselves to ask questions which could help to straighten out our lives. Just like that beautifully adorned ship which sank when it first encountered a breeze, if our greatly enhanced lives are not built upon a solid spiritual foundation, we too can founder when a challenge presents itself. Our child fails a class, our new car is hit and damaged, someone we love comes down with a life-threatening illness. Even minor stress can capsize our ship if we have a weak spiritual foundation. If we don't have a solid spiritual foundation, if we don't meet Christ on Sundays in the sacraments and daily in prayer, just like that beautiful ship, we may founder and sink. If we don't live our faith without fear, we are doomed for a shipwreck. We should not despair. We should enhance that spiritual keel to make sure that our life is built upon a solid foundation and not only stabilized on a pile of sand. We should not despair in this, though, because our Lord has said, quote, "For man it is impossible. For God all things are possible," unquote. Give thanks to our Lord for all the good things you have. Use them and appreciate them as good parts of God's creation. Don't forget, though, at the same time, to make sure that your spiritual ship is solidly built. May Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Join us again next Saturday evening at 9 or Sunday afternoon at 2 for the JMJ Moment with Monsignor Richard Soseman, or replay his podcast on the CatholicSpiritRadio.com website. Inspired, we hope you faithfully attend one of our local Catholic churches where you are always welcome. May Jesus, Mary, and Joseph be in your heart this day and every day.